In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on, generations will call me blessed." The meaning of life and the meaning of death are not all that different. In fact, it is the inevitability of death that encourages, pushes us to ask, what meaning can life possibly have? For now, we see as in a glass, darkly, but we are still as keen as kids to press our faces up to the boundary of our knowledge and seek to press on further, find out more, examine more closely, and continue to ask the big questions. They don't become big questions because we ask them, it's the other way around. We are aware at some level that these are the biggies in terms of question marks we have around life. To repeat, what does life mean? What is the meaning of death? And what connects these two questions? And we keep asking. As disciples of Jesus, we honour and commemorate his sacrificial death, knowing that by dying he destroyed our death. He has not abolished the death of our flesh. That was never his intention. But what he has done is steal from death its power. In that old phrase, we shall not see death forever. Death is the gateway to life. Life awaits those who, in Eliot's phrase, live and partly live. And among those disciples who are thus fellows and companions of Jesus, we Christians note and honour very particularly the mother of Jesus, Mary of Nazareth. The Gospel passage set down for today's celebration of the Eucharist for Catholic disciples of Jesus, the one I read from, tells a theological tale. And St. Luke sets it in the context of an ever so natural human reaction to hearing news of your cousin's pregnancy, and your own. You go and compare notes. You visit one another and see what each can do for the other in these pregnant moments of your life. Luke notes how Elizabeth is somehow keenly aware of the magnitude of what has happened. She is no longer young, in some eyes perhaps too advanced to be pregnant. But she not only recognizes from the stirrings in her body that her cousin's visit is very special, she praises Mary for having believed the promises made her by the Lord. Mary was just recently pregnant and mightn't yet have even been too aware of the bodily indications of what lay within and what lay ahead. Our Christian heritage, long, long tradition by now, insists that the Lord, in raising us up to be with him, has done so immediately for Mary, immediately after she died and was buried. And that Christian assumption that Mary is in heaven is a massive boost to the hope-filled trust we have in the Lord Jesus and his promises. He has raised Mary. And now, in the words of Joseph Benedict Ratzinger, Emeritus Bishop of Rome, Mary, now with God, is closer to any and all of us than she might have been while on earth. you remember the consoling, joyful story in St. John's Gospel, when those who were serving food and drink in Cana became aware that the wine was running out while guests were still thirsty. Mary, spotting the problem and the almost inevitable embarrassment of the newlyweds, came to her son, a guest too at the same marriage, and told him of the problem. And she knew her son well. Even though his initial reaction seemed dismissive, she went to the waiters and advised them to do whatever Jesus asked them. She gives the same advice to her 21st century adopted sons and daughters, those sisters and brothers of Jesus who believe now and seek to build on their faith. Do whatever Jesus indicates, advises Mary. And thus the disciples can turn to her and plead, "Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death."